For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Both teams come out on the floor for this last quarter. It will be Watson. It will be Mount Holmes basketball to start this final period, as they lead the Lady Wildcats by a score of 36-33. Emily Payne inbounds it from the far sideline into Kate Gilbert. We're back underway for these final 8 minutes. Gilbert dribbles to the left side, gives it to Jackson there on the wing. Jackson will dribble up to the top, finds Yates on the right. Yates will dribble it to the top, gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert is going to dribble down, loses the handle of the ball, stolen by Massey, who's quickly back the other way. Massey has just about lost the handle of the ball. Now she will give it to Boyce. Now Massey is going to be called for the double dribble. That is the 13th turnover of the night against Watson Chapel. Inbound pass will go in from the far sideline to Kate Gilbert. Gilbert into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Finds Yates near the corner. Yates will dribble up towards the paint. Now picks up a dribble. Finds Gilbert at the elbow. Over to Jackson on the left wing. Jackson's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Yates. She goes back up with it. Off the glass and in. Aston Yates in double figures with 11 points. It is Mountain Home leading Watson Chapel 38-33. A little over 7 minutes left to play in this game. Now Mayweather immediately puts up the three-pointer as she brings it into the front court, and she gets it. Takira Mayweather with 8 points on the night, and it is back to a two-point Mount Home lead, 38-36 our score, 6:51 left of the game. Here's Gilbert with the ball on the left wing, throws it up top to Yates. Yates will give it to Payne near on the right side. Down to Foreman on the low block. She couldn't handle the ball. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Mount Home's seventh turnover of the night with 6:43 left to play in the game. Kamaya Thornton and Kiara Ginger both check back into the game for Watson Chapel, replacing the Kara Kentel and Tanisha Massey, I believe. Here is Thornton throwing it down to Ginger on the low block. Her layup over Foreman. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Foreman. And Watson Chapel will keep possession with 6:28 left to play in this game. 38-36, Lady Bombers on top right now. Watson Chapel has a chance to tie or take the lead back. But before that, Mountain Home is going to take a timeout. We'll break with 6:28 left to play in this game. It is Mountain Home leading Watson Chapel 38-36. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Watson Chapel with the ball. Mountain Home leading 38-36 with 6:28 left to play in the game. Mayweather inbounds from the baseline. Throws it into Boyce. Now up top to Whitted. Now down to Ginger. Ginger's going to go into the lane. For the layup shot was partially blocked by Foreman. Emily Payne comes up with the basketball. She's quickly back the other way. She dribbles to the left wing. Almost has the ball knocked away from her, but she's able to keep possession. Throws it up top to Yates. Yates will drill to the elbow. Finds Payne in the left corner. Over to Jackson on the wing. Jackson will dribble up to the top. Gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert will set up the play. Now dribbles towards the right elbow, gives it on the wing to Jackson. Jackson dribbles up to the top, gives it there to Yates. Yates finds Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert's going to dribble toward the top. Now he's going to pull up near the free throw line for the jumper. No good. Rebound is chased down. Scrambled for it. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say a jump ball, and it's going to be Watson Chapel's basketball on the possession arrow. So now Watson Chapel's going to take another timeout before we resume play. So we'll break with 5:43 left to play in this game. Mountain Home leading Watson Chapel 38-36. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
You or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-390-9528. That's 800-390-9528. By calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. The help you need could be one call away. 800-390-9528. Make the free call now. 800-390-9528. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Geico presents, not again, another voicemail from your roommate.
Hey, man, so I was in a rush to get to work and I left the back door open. Could you shut it? I left it wide open. While you're there, could you also turn off the oven? And all of the burners. My mom never let me use the oven. I wonder why.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if it's your roommate's first time operating an oven. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renters.
Well, Watson Chapel with the ball. Kiara Ginger gets the ball in the low block. She's able to go in for the layup, and she gets the foul. She also draws contact. That foul, I believe, was on Leah Jackson. So with 5:32 left, it will be Ginger at the free throw line with a chance to give the Lady Wildcats the lead back. So Ginger at the free throw line, where so far she is 3 of 4 with 7 points. Her free throw is up and in, and that is our sixth lead change of the night. Watson Chapel leading 39-38 with less than 5.5 minutes left. Unless there's a discrepancy I'm not aware of. Here is Martin with it, throwing it up top to Yates. Now they get the scoreboard fixed. Here is Yates going into the lane, and she's called for the double dribble. That is Mounts Holmes' eighth turnover of the night. Kay Gilbert will check in the next available time. Here is Watson Chapel leading 39-38 with 5:16 left to play in the game. The clock is not going right now. Here is Boyce going into the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked by four. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mounts Holmes, and it will be Lady Wildcat to basketball with 5:17 left. That clock never did run during that play. Here is Kay Gilbert coming in for Addison Yates. Now the clock starts back up. Here is Mayweather on the right side for the three-pointer. She gets it. Dakira Mayweather now in double figures with 11 points. And it is a two-possession lead for Watson Chapel. 42-38, our score with a little over 5 minutes left. Here's Martin into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Now takes a screen from Foreman. He's going to pull up just inside the three-point line for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Ginger. Back quickly comes Watson Chapel. Here's Mayweather into the front court. She's going to dribble towards the lane. Loses the handle of the ball. Jackson gets the steal. She's quickly back the other way. She's going to be careful, although she saw the person behind her. Ball goes over to Payne on the left. Low block. She's able to get the layup. Good. Emily Payne with her first 2 points tonight. And it is a two-point Watson Chapel lead with 4.5 minutes left to play. 42-40, our score. Here is Mayweather into the front court. Throws her on the left side to Thornton. Her pass up, knocked away, stolen by Gilbert. Gilbert's back the other way, going into the lane for the running jumper. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 4:14 left to play in this game. Taylor Whitted picks up her first personal foul. That's the 15th foul against the Lady Wildcats. So Kate Gilbert back at the free throw line, where so far she is 3 of 4 with 13 points, make it 4 of 5 with 14. Thornton's going to check out of the game for Watson Chapel as she's replaced by DeKara Kentel. And Emily Payne comes out of the game as Aston Yates replaces her. The second free throw for Gilbert rolls around and falls out. No good, and Watson Chapel gets the rebound, and they lead still 42-41. A little over 4 minutes left to play in this game. Mayweather into the front court. Throws it on the right side to Boyce. Up top, it goes to Kentel. Down a low block, pass to Ginger. It was knocked away and stolen by Jackson. Back comes Mountain Home. Here's Gilmer with the ball in the front court. That is the 15th turnover against the Lady Wildcats. Gilbert will drill to the right corner. Finds Foreman up near the top. Gives it to Yates. Yates will find Martin on the left side. Martin's going to throw it up top to Foreman. Over on the right side, it goes to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three. Four, good! Kate Gilbert with 17 points. And Mountain Home back on top. Our seventh lead change of the night. 44-42 our score with less than 3.5 minutes left. Mayweather into the front court for the Lady Wildcats. Ball goes over on the left side to Whitted. Up top to Kentle. Kentle throws it over on the left side to Whitted. Up top to Mayweather. Mayweather's immediately going to put up the three to answer. She gets it. Dakira Mayweather with 14 points. And that is our eighth lead change of the night. 45-44, Watson Chapel leading it. Less than 3 minutes left to play in this game. Here's Gilbert back the other way. She's going into the lane for the layup. It will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Boyce. And back comes Mountain Home. Watson Chapel. And just as I say that, Gilbert knocks the ball away, gets the steal in the backcourt. She's going in for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and she'll hit to the free throw line. 16th turnover against Watson Chapel with 2:43 left to play in this game. That foul is going to be called on Zamari Boyce, her first personal foul. 16th foul against the Lady Wildcats. So Kate Gilbert back at the free throw line where she is 4 of 6 with 17 points. First free throw is up and in. So, if Gilbert gets his next free throw, that will be our ninth lead change of the night. Second free throw for Gilbert. She gets both. 46-45, Mountain Home on top. 2:40 left as Mayweather walks the ball back into the other side of the court. Man-to-man defense for Mountain Home. Ball goes over to Boyce on the left side. Up top to Kentle, over on the right side to Whitted. Her pass to Ginger is knocked away. Another steal by Mountain Home. That's the 17th turnover against the Lady Wildcats. 2:17 left to play in this game. Here's Martin into the front court. Mountain Home with the ball leading 46-45. Martin dribbles to the right wing. Takes a screen for Foreman. Throws it up top to Yates. Yates will give it to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound chased down by Anna Grace Foreman. Mountain Home will keep possession. And now Del Leonard's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 2:01 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Watson Chapel 46-45. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
It is Mountain Home's basketball coming out of the timeout with 2:01 left to play in the game. Lady Bombers leading Watson Chapel 46-45. Again, 2:01 left. Kate Gilmer will inbound the ball here on the near sideline, right by my table, actually. Gilbert takes the ball from the official, gets into Martin. We're back underway. Martin then drills between circles, now goes over to the left wing. Takes a screen from Foreman, throws it up top to Yates. Yates gives it to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert's going to dribble up near the top. .143 left as Gilbert's about to try to find a way to get out of a double team. Gilbert will throw it to Martin on the right side. Now Martin's going to give it back to Gilbert. Gilbert drills to the left wing. Still there, now gives it near the top to Martin. Martin will dribble a little more between the circles. Now goes over towards the right side. Back up to the top she goes. Gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert gets out of the double team. Goes to the right side. 1:15 left to play in the game. Ball goes up top to Martin. Martin will throw it to Gilbert. Right now it looks like Mount Home is trying to milk as much clock as they can. 1:03 left. Here is Yates with it. Gives it back to Martin. Now up top to Gilbert. Less than a minute left. Gilbert dribbles to the right side, finds Jackson in the corner. Up top it goes to Martin. Now Mountain Home's going to take another timeout. We'll break with 52.3 seconds left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Watson Chapel 46-45. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Mountain Home taking the timeout there with 52.3 seconds left. Make sure they get their ducks in a row. Make sure they play smart and try to avoid any turnovers. Ball goes into Martin from the near sideline. Now she's trying to avoid a triple team. Gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert will dribble a little more to the wing. Now throws it back to Martin. 40 seconds left to play. Martin's going to try to avoid a double team. Now she's fouled from behind. And that is the 17th foul, 1-1 coming up for Emma Martin. Taylor Whitted picks up her second personal foul. That does put Mountain Home in the bonus. Emma Martin at the free throw line for the first time tonight for the 1-1. She has 3 points so far this evening. Martin's first free throw is up. In and out, no good. She missed the front end, and the rebound comes to Watson Chapel. Here is Whitted into the front court. Dribbles on the right side. 30 seconds left. Gives it to Boyce there on the wing. Boyce will dribble up to the top. Now goes back to the right side. Now throw finds Ginger up to the top. Back over to Boyce. Pass to Whitted. Knocked away. Stolen by Emma Martin. And she is going to be able to force Watson Chapel into their 18th turnover. Now Martin's going to try to find her footing. Gilbert is trying to avoid a 10-second call. Are they going to get the timeout before the 10 seconds? Yes, they will. 5.3 seconds left to play in this game. Mountain Home with the ball, leading 46-45. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Well, Mountain Home was able to call a timeout with to avoid the 10-second count because they were having trouble getting it across the timeline. That was Mountain Home's final timeout of the night. They lead the Lady Wildcats of Watson Chapel 46-45, 5.3 seconds left on the clock. Mountain Home will inbound from the far sideline. By the way, Denasia Massey will check in for the Lady Wildcats when we resume play. They now come back out on the floor. Looks like Ginger is going to be the one heading to the bench. Emma Martin will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. She's trying to figure out where to get it into. And she finally gets in, and Grace Foreman, 4 seconds, throws it to Jackson, and she's going to be fouled with 8/10 of a second left. Taylor Whitted picks up her third personal foul. That is the 8th team foul against the Lady Wildcats. So another 1-1 coming up for Leah Jackson. She's so far 2-2 from the free throw line with 5 points. Now, regardless of whether she gets able to get both of these free throws, it will still be a one-possession game. So Watson Chapel. Score 46-45. We'll check our final numbers in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!